Let us start by looking at how to positively influence others. Take a moment to think about what positively influences you about other people. Think of a person that has a positive effect on you. This may be someone from your professional or personal world, past or present. List three qualities or things about them that you like. We'll come back to your list in a minute. We all need to influence many different people during our personal and working lives. It is important to think about the most appropriate way to influence in each case. This means giving consideration to the situation and the person you are trying to influence, rather than always relying on your most comfortable style or approach. A good influencer will be flexible in their approach. The following list shows some of the qualities that we generally like to be displayed by people we deal with. Which of them could you improve upon? Good active listening skills. A good sense of humour. A strong sense of commitment and values. Approachability and flexibility. Assertive and forthright communication. Showing care and consideration for others. Being fair and objective, friendly and polite. Being clear and articulate. Well prepared and organised. Open and honest. Well informed and showing confidence. Positive and enthusiastic. Now look back at your list. Were any of the points you wrote down on the list, which I just read out? I bet they were, or at least something similar. The fact of the matter is that we are all positively influenced by very similar things. The old saying, "do as you would be done by," has a lot of meaning to it. So, if you want to have a positive effect on others, you could do a lot worse than display some of these qualities a little more often. Why not replay that list and notice how some of the things you do naturally and comfortably most of the time, and perhaps some others that you don't do so often? How would it be if you did some of those things a little more, I wonder?